Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. It's your girl Avery Hart here, back with another dose of Daily Detachment. Ever feel like life's a roller coaster? One minute you're soaring with joy, the next you're plummeting into a pit of despair. Yeah, I've been there. Trust me. It's exhausting, right? But what if I told you there's a way to navigate those emotional twists and turns with more grace, more ease? That's exactly what we're diving into today. Embracing your emotions, not suppressing them, but truly understanding them and learning how to manage them like the boss you are. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Avery, isn't ignoring our feelings the easier route? Not necessarily. Imagine trying to ignore a leaky faucet in your house. It just keeps dripping, causing more mess, right? Same with emotions. Suppressing them doesn't make them disappear. They just fester beneath the surface, eventually bubbling over in unexpected, and usually not so pleasant, ways. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you become a master of your emotional landscape. 1. Recognize and name your feelings. This might seem obvious, but it's crucial. We often get caught up in the whirlwind of emotions without even acknowledging what we're feeling. Take a moment to pause, breathe, and ask yourself, what am I experiencing right now? Is it anger, sadness, joy, frustration? Being specific about your emotions is the first step towards managing them effectively. 2. Understand your emotional triggers. Ever find yourself snapping at someone during rush hour traffic or feeling overwhelmed by a crowded space? These are your emotional triggers, those situations or events that tend to elicit strong reactions in you. Recognizing these patterns can help you anticipate and prepare for potential emotional outbursts, allowing you to respond with more composure. 3. Challenge negative thought patterns. Our thoughts often fuel our emotions. When we catch ourselves thinking negatively, it's important to challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? By reframing negative thoughts into more positive or realistic ones, we can shift our emotional state for the better. 4. Practice mindfulness and self-compassion. Mindfulness is all about being present in the moment, observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like taking a mental step back from the chaos and simply noticing what's happening. And let's not forget about self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when you're struggling. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, experiences setbacks, and feels a range of emotions. 5. Develop healthy coping mechanisms. This is where we get practical. Instead of turning to unhealthy coping mechanisms like stress eating or binge watching Netflix, guilty. Find healthy ways to manage your emotions. Exercise, meditation, journaling, spending time in nature. These are all great options that can help you release tension and feel more grounded. Think about the last time you felt really overwhelmed. Maybe a work project was due, a personal conflict arose, or you just had one of those days where everything seemed to go wrong. How did you handle it? Did you bury your feelings deep down, hoping they'd magically disappear? Or did you take some time to acknowledge what you were feeling, even if it was uncomfortable? The truth is, we all experience tough emotions from time to time. It's how we choose to respond that makes all the difference. By learning to recognize, understand, and manage our emotions, we can transform those challenging moments into opportunities for growth and resilience. We become more aware of ourselves, our triggers, and our patterns, allowing us to navigate life with greater clarity, purpose, and even a bit more joy along the way. So, remember, you are not your emotions. You are the observer, the one who chooses how to respond. Embrace the full spectrum of your feelings. They are part of what makes you human. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies that have helped you manage your emotions? Share your thoughts in the comments below and let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay detached, stay empowered, and remember, even when life throws you curveballs, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.